And welcome to another episode of the Roach Coach Podcast, the journey into the new metal canon. My name is Lauren Kozlowski. With me, as always, the Indigo Angel, Jennifer Bloomer.
Hello.
And the original Roach Rider, Mr. Matt Nas.
Keep it rolling, baby.
All right. Today, we have a very special show for you as we will be listening to Super Heist and their album, The Prize Recruit. But before we get to that, we have to talk about what brought it into our lives via Who's Tweeting.
Who's Tweeting? Is.
Yes, indeed. Stephen Tilbury, listener Stephen, and I believe listener Nick, got together and they said they were digging through a shed and they found a bunch of these albums, Super Heist and Sunk Lodo. And they said, they're in Australia. They said, we're sending it across the ocean to America to Roach Coach.
Thank God for technology.
Such an exciting package to receive. I'm saving the box because it's insane. It's crazy. Yeah. We got to send this. And so we received Super Heist, The Prize Recruit, as well as their album, Identical Remote Controlled Reactions, which has a robot giving himself a back massage.
Yes, that's first of all, good on you, robot. Mm-hmm. That is the follow up album to The Prize Recruit,
which we'll definitely get to at some point for sure. Also, so that's exciting. So thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Nick. We do want to mention just a couple things that people said about the Fear Factory episode. Everybody basically agrees that Fear Factory is their favorite band.
Okay.
A lot of feedback on that.
Hey, same thing with song meanings.
Yep. Josh Toomey said he said this episode convinced him that this is the greatest album ever made.
All right.
He would like to hear a script for every album. That's a tall order.
Tall order.
Woof. Yeah.
Which means it's not happening.
Listener Michael let us know that he had the start of Edge Crusher as his voicemail message from the ages 16 to 24.
That's a long time.
That's an incredibly long
time. I tried to I imagined the seasons of my life from 16 to 24 when I saw that. And if I could have the beginning of Edge Crusher as my voicemail that whole time. I salute you, sir.
Well, I gotta say, when is that moment? Because there's a moment when you have a goofy voicemail, and then something happens that makes you realize you need to change it to something a little more serious.
Yeah, it's. I had, and this this is terrible.
Okay,
I don't know if you remember Homestar Runner.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
My voicemail message was me doing a Strong Bad song.
Wow.
And my brother called me. Heard it and he goes, aren't you looking for a job, you idiot? Change your voicemail. And I was like, I am looking for a job. And I changed it that day.
That's good. I dated a guy. Here we go. Launching back into dating stories. I dated a guy who had a wacky voicemail message. And at first it was so endearing and cute. And then when we'd get in fights and I'd be calling him, this was probably the middle 2000s. Mm-hmm. I would seriously become maybe more mad than
incensed.
I've ever. Oh my, incensed is the word I was thinking of. Yes. I would just be like, this motherfucker, where is he?
Call him and it would
just be like, hey, this is blah, blah, blah. Leave a message. And I was like, I'm going to leave your entrails everywhere, you motherfucker. You got to be careful with that voicemail message.
You do.
Is what I'm saying.
When I was in college, my voicemail for years was, I'm not here, but that doesn't mean I'm not thinking about you.
You are such a shithead. Yeah.
And let me tell you, it was a hit for a while because I remember a teacher called me and left me a voicemail, and the first 5 seconds of the voicemail was her laughing, and I was like, okay, it's a good voicemail. And then maybe a month later, another teacher called me, and the voicemail was literally like, you need to call me back immediately. And I was like, okay, yeah, I think it's time to change it. And I just made it a normal, yep, I'm not here, leave me a message.
Yeah, it's just as a bud calling you, that'd make me laugh. If I actually had something that I needed to talk to you about, I'd be so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to Fear Factory real quick, listener Chris said that the episode of the Fear Factory episode made his week, and that he even messaged Fear Factory to tell them the good news. Maybe that's a joke. Maybe he knows them personally. Awesome. Let them know they all have great names.
They do.
Yeah. Rob Adams said he was not sure he agrees that it's nu metal, but thanks for making him remember how great Fear Factory used to be.
You bet.
He said, for shits and giggles, you should review Digimortal, definitely nu metal, complete with an obligatory Be Real cameo, and definitely garbage.
All right.
So I'll have you know, I went and I didn't listen to the whole thing. I went and listened to the Be Real song. And I went and listened to the single, which is called Linchpin. Mm. And it was like if you walked into your apartment and someone was playing a prank on you and they dumped a bucket of water on you, but instead of water, it was nu metal. That's what that song was from second one. I was like, oh my God. Like, they really went all in.
They leaned in.
They leaned into it so hard. And I honestly, it was an interesting moment for my personal taste. Because some people have asked me, like, how much, you know, doing a show where I'm listening to nu metal this much has affected my taste. And I remember early on when we would do this, I would have to, like, okay, like, get into the mindset of listening to nu metal, you know, because there's sometimes some of the stuff that you get kind of like an immediate, like, I want to turn this off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. And so when that came on and my immediate response was, oh, yeah, this is good. I'm like, oh, my tastes have definitely morphed. They've definitely changed a little bit. One more. Alan Smock said the Fear Factory album was his first metal album. He bought it when he was 13 after seeing Fear Factory perform during a WWE match on MTV's Spring Break. He fucking loves this album. He's sad that Eastox_USA did not send me the Digipack. He said that it has a really nice booklet and the bonus tracks are all killer. He said, at some point, Matt Nas, you need to hear their cover of Wise Blood's 00, Where Evil Dwells. It's very industrial sounding and he thinks you would love it.
Awesome.
13-year-old Alan Smock said it was the most evil sounding song ever.
Love it.
All right.
There we go. All right. Thank you, everyone, for writing in. Keep on saying hello on Facebook, Roach Coach on Facebook, Roach Coach on Twitter, and RoachCoachPodcast@gmail.com. The album of the week, Super Heist.
Yep.
The Prize Recruit.
That's right.
Jenny, when did this album come out?
It was released on April 15th, 2001.
Oh, wow.
That's
Right in the thick of it. Fair to say you have no history with this album?
No. Other than I picked it up from the theater when Steven and Nick sent it to us.
Yeah, I have no history with this. Was not aware of this band until they emailed us. Matt, any history with this?
Nope, surprise. Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Okay, so none of us have ever heard of this. So we came into this band totally like blank slates.
Free and clear.
Yeah. Jenny, who is in Super Heist?
All right. In Super Heist, we have, and I'm just going to read right from this like sweet technological booklet.
Great liner notes.
Oh, yeah. Berger sings. This appears to be Rod McLeod lead vocals. D.W. Norton plays guitar. This appears to be Richard William D.W. Norton on lead guitar and backing vocals. Sean Heist plays the beast. Beats. Shit.
I wish he played the beast.
We'll determine if he does. And this is Sean Pentecost on drums.
So he goes by Sean Heist?
Yeah, Sean Heist. Yeah. Okay. Maybe he's the Super Heist. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
We've got Feta on keys and tech. That's Feta Sabawi?
Yeah,
Sabawi. On keyboards. Thank you. We've got Drew, simple name, on low bass, and that's just the bass guitar.
So it's funny. Drew's last name is Deadman, like his real last name.
Oh, yeah, Drew Deadman.
I mean, lean into that.
Leaning into it.
Right?
Yeah, he's probably like, that's too on the nose. I'm just going to go by Drew.
Producer on this album
Kalju?
Kalju.
I have no idea.
Kalju Tanuma?
Yeah.
Let's see if he has any. He's
a producer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. He's Estonian. He's half of the production team Meju, which he founded in 2014. I will say the only other like Australian band that I have to go back to, other than Cryptopsy, who I like, The Living End.
Oh, yeah.
He did, I think, produce a Living End album in 2009. So, but it seems like he seems to be pretty famous in Australia?
Yeah, because I'm looking
I'd never heard of him.
Well, I noticed here it says that he worked, it says music production, engineering, and mixing. So he had something to do with a Crowded House album, a Neil Finn album, a Killing Joke album, the D4. I remember them from college. Yeah, but a lot of these, Rebecca's Empire, never heard of them. Elephant Gun, also no. But cool. All right. So this is deep, deep Australia right here. I guess that's all we have on, yeah. Anything else you want to add on that?
I just want to say that, Super Heist toured backing Sepultura in 99.
Okay.
Mid 99. This before this came out, of course, this is their first, major label full length album. So this is like their first, this is like their debutante ball or whatever it's called. But yeah, they did some touring with Sepultura, which is sweet. And that's really it.
Okay.
I don't know. We don't have a ton of background on this, so I guess we're just listening to this free and clear.
All right. I see one more thing here. It says that the ARIA Music Awards of 2001, which is the Australian Grammys, they were, Kalaju was nominated for Producer of the Year and Engineer of the Year for this album.
All right.
That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good.
All right. All right. Then I think we're just going to dive into this album.
Let's go for it. The first song is called The Fight Back.
Pretty new metal, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get to that chorus. Oh, yeah. So, strong open.
Yeah, very strong, new metal.
Very new metal. A hearty new metal riff. That was what I wrote in my notes. It's literally a fight the system song. You know, they're trying to keep you down. Good message to open with. We can all relate to that. Jenny, thoughts on this song?
I like it. He sounds like Zach De La Roca to me.
Really?
A lot.
Oh.
Yeah, it gave me a pinch.
Pinch
of Zach.
Yeah.
I got
pinch of Zach.
I could say I got a pinch of Zach. I got a little bit more than a pinch of Mr. Kobe Dick.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a little bit.
I
got a little bit of that. I would say this guy is a little smoother than Kobe Dick.
Okay.
And I would agree that the lyrics are better. Strong open. Songmeanings.com gave us not a ton of comments, but what we have are good. Listener Freak said that it is definitely a political song, most likely an attack on the Australian government. I think Super Heist are saying, don't sit back and do nothing about our poor excuse for a government. Quote, we gotta fight back, take control.
I would like to point out that what Freak actually said was defiantly. A political song.
Oh, because of the how they misspelled it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it is just defiantly, and that made me very happy.
A response. So that was posted on June 21st, 2002. Mm-hmm. Commenter, So Corny, with a K, on February 11th, 2016.
Hello.
Said, agree, Freak, and would go a step further to say it is about fighting back so that government is no longer controlled by corporations. Or the dollar/greed. This really speaks to me because in Australia, there is a generally large portion of the population apathetic to politics, which is probably exacerbated by the poor quality of parties and leadership we have in this country. The song's message is still as relevant now as it was. Release, fight back.
Fight back.
Damn. Super Heist, still relevant.
I guess so.
Yeah. So strong open. Definitely new metal as fuck.
Defiantly new metal.
Defiantly new metal as fuck.
Up next.
Bullet.
Not a cover of the Misfits song.
No.
When I heard this, I thought, this sounds like a punk song.
This gave me some real, like, Blink-182 vibes, actually. But then they lean more. Okay, well, this one's lean.
Black heart is stained with a passive betrayal. I hope you get what you fought for. Hell is life you live. So you wanna be a star? Such a pretty, pretty, pretty star. Things have gone from bad to worse. In fact, you kiss that made me curse you. I've ceased to breathe beneath the tires by your disguise. Honestly broken, I invest you with this price. Things have gone from bad to worse. Things have gone from bad to worse. Things have gone from bad to worse. Since you left me, I've become a shadow. You raise a loving eyes of
God. Is that Bloopin' and Bloppin'?
I think that Bloopin' and Bloppin' is in the song.
Bloopin' and Bloppin' is in the song.
I think it is. We were all freaking out. We were like, is somebody's phone ringing?
I forgot that there are some unexpected bloops and blops in here.
I love that we all just ran with bloop and blop.
No, I mean, look, that's...
I'm going to turn it down now.
All right.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
That's okay. We all had our mild panic and picking up every device.
I got a nosebleed. I almost passed out.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly actually what happened the first time I listened to this album. I was like, oh, shit, what is that? And I'm like, oh, it's Feta. It's Feta.
So I like this one. So if you look through the liner notes, you know that all these lyrics are written Prince style. So 2 is the number 2, U is the letter U.
Oh, yeah. And that's also how it's translated to songmeanings.com.
Which I like that. This has a very brutal diss in it. It's the last line of the song where he says, it's all in your face, the lies that I cannot trace, in a room where you die alone.
Ooh. Like,
but the fact that it's just the letter U... and not like YOU.
You think that takes a little bit
of
it
does take a little bit of the sting out of it.
Okay.
For me.
For you. But I mean, I like this. I like what did you think of the chorus? I like that smooth chorus. I wasn't sure what you thought of it.
I mean, I like kind of how you were saying that this is like spending the last almost year listening to this stuff has like changed your taste a little bit.
Right.
I think that based on the fact that I was totally fine with Factory 81's like smooth parts.
Right.
These smooth parts didn't bother me that much.
Okay.
So I didn't hate them, but I was, you know, they're just like not necessarily for me all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of
but I thought they were fine.
It's kind of on a case by case basis.
It wasn't, they don't sound whiny.
There we go.
So that was fine.
Because he's a strong singer. He's not looking to make his voice sound thin at any point. Now, songmeanings.com had a couple theories on what the song is about. Listener Swayer, or listener, that presumes a lot. Commenter Swayer.
Still deep in it for this band.
I know. This song is about Berger's ex-friend who stole some songs that Berger had written and tried to get a record deal with them.
Wow. Well, Fixer says he doesn't like him very much, does he? Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. Oi, oi, oi.
Which really just plays into a lot of Australian stereotypes.
Really helpful.
Grem said, yeah, this is a mad song. I just wish some dickhead didn't write it out with you and two and all that shit, lazy bastard. So that guy clearly didn't have the liner notes in front of him.
No, that's too bad. Sorry, Grem.
And PT5 said, they're an awesome band. Gotta love them.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, I like the song. This is the second single from the album.
Good choice.
Yep. I would also add that, you know, this song is on the longer side. It didn't feel that bad, though. On 4 minutes and 10 seconds. That's fine.
How is this song? How is this album on length and?
It's 47 minutes and 9 seconds.
How many tracks? I have to ask.
It is 14 tracks.
Whoa.
It's 13 tracks.
Is there a hidden track?
No. Track 13 is blank. So it goes straight from 12 to 14.
It's 4 seconds. So it is 14 tracks.
Well, I'm just saying. They basically did the John Mayer move. It's bad luck to have 13 songs or 13 tracks. You just make 13 a blank track, go from 12 to 14.
All right.
Some people, I see it all the time. People get worried about that type of stuff.
A little superstitious. Fine. I'm not judging you. Not judging you, Super Heist. You do you. All right. Up next, we've got Burnt Out Souls.
Woo!
Yeah!
This is corn.
I know. Oh, yeah, very Zach on this one.
Yeah.
Very Zach. So, this is the first song that has, what is lead singer's name again? Is that Berger?
Yeah,
it's Berger. This is the first song where he says, hey!
Not the last song he says, hey.
No, that is a common move that he does. He goes, hey! And I just love that. It's funny is that a lot of these albums that we do have a sense of gloom that hangs over them, you guys. And this is for all of the sort of like dark imagery that it does have in some of these songs, you know, Room You're Gonna Die Alone, it still has like an up energy. Like they're still having a lot of fun. Did you get that?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. There are some slow boys.
Yeah.
I think we can agree.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, it seems like they're having fun the whole time. Even the slow boys aren't too sad.
Mm-mm. And because when you get to the hey part, is, hey, one day you'll find respect and things will be better. It's like this, you know, he's saying that, you know, you got a burnt out soul and everything. But at the same time, hey, forgiveness / redemption. Possible.
True.
Possible.
True.
Burger's holding out hope for you, bro. Anything else on Burnt Out Souls?
No. Other than I liked it.
Yeah.
Thought it was good.
A kiss-off song with empathy. Never thought it would happen.
There you go.
And here we are.
All right, up next, we've got a cover of the Goo Goo Dolls song. Just kidding, guys. But it is called Slide. And it's just a heartbeat.
It's a heartbeat.
Is everybody okay?
Oh, man. I wrote something of a slow boy to open.
Yep.
Why don't you?
Put your arms around me. Could you feel this? What you are? What you are? This beautiful heart. Wanna get married? Going up. Oh, sorry.
Why don't you slide?
Johnny Resnick is just.
Well, here's my thing. I think it doesn't sound like Goo Goo Dolls. It definitely does sound like somebody else, though. I'm curious to see who you think it sounds like.
Other dolls.
I like this build.
Linkin Park.
I got Stained.
Okay, I was just throwing things out there.
Well, it always depends on how you sing if you're going for a stain.
That's true. If you're going to do a stain. But like this sort of riff, this feels Stained-ish to me.
Yeah. Or Linkin Park.
Yeah, or Linkin Park.
You feel my innocence, thank
sands took precedence. Falling free from you in a cavity you grew. I did not see where I was bleeding. Anemic has no grace. Can't you see I'm sliding? See I'm sliding.
Yeah, I guess this chorus is kind of Linkin Park-y.
Thank you.
I think it was just the slow open, just, you know, I don't know, this gives me Stain. Gives me Stain.
The double vocals?
Yeah. Also, I don't know, Will I Ever Walk in Your Shoes? I don't know why that just made me think of Aaron Lewis. You know,
he has shoes.
He has shoes. Well, he will walk a long distance, jump off a cliff, turn into a flock of birds.
That's true. So.
Will I ever turn into a flock of birds?
Well,
I'm heading towards the ocean cliff now.
Oh, there's a lyric in here. He goes, "You changed."
Oh, there you go.
Into a bird.
Oh my God, decoded.
There's no comments on this song.
There is, but I have one. I won't add it. But you know what? I actually liked this song.
Really?
I did.
Let's talk about changing tastes, you guys.
I know. I'm changing.
Yeah.
I liked this slow boy. Yeah. I don't know. It just.
I like the build of it. It's got like a good, oh God, I'm going to say the word prowl. But like,
I like it with your allergy voice.
Yeah.
It's got a good prowl.
It's got a good prowl. I have congestion in post nasal drip. It's got a real good prowl.
Matt Noss, engineering from the bushes over here.
Sorry, I'm in the ragweed. But I gotta say, real good prowl is a stalker of a song.
This song is waiting outside your house with the lock of your hair, okay?
Real stalker of a song. It's a guy in the bushes rubbing one out.
Oh,
real spank bake.
Spank bake was getting low. Had to make a deposit.
Had to make a deposit.
No, no.
Slide up in your DMs. You know what I mean.
Oh, no. Well, anyway, I liked Slide.
There you go.
I liked it too.
I thought it was a pretty good song.
Yeah, I liked it too, because normally I think sometimes you shouldn't put a slow boy that early on an album, but I was fine with it.
I was too. I started out skeptical, but by the time we slid into it.
Well, you were into the prowl, as Matt said.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm going to keep
it's
that
a
in
real
mind.
Prowl.
all future albums we do, I'm like, oh, this song's a bit of a prowl. All right. So that's Slide. Next up is Deliverance.
Whoa! Ooh.
Matt burst out of the bushes with this one.
Yep. Oh, Matt! Oh. Matt activated
a pit.
There it is. Let me slow it down here. I like that.
This song is just, it's like a template for a new metal song come to life.
It checks all the boxes. But at the same time, I like it a lot.
No, I do. I didn't. Yeah. I can see how that would come off negatively, yeah. But I didn't mean it in a bad way. I was just
Yeah, because this is another one of those albums where I.
Oh, and I love this riff too.
Oh yeah,
this is a crusher. Cool. Riff.
This is a real crusher.
And this would stoke it enough, like.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, because they don't let it up. You still got that constant, and then his spitting over this. I mean, you know, oh my God, and then right into this, the hay. I mean, that's going to get everybody's arms up in the air.
Get your fucking hands up! Hey!
We got any prize recruits in the audience tonight?
Hey.
Hey.
Is a prize recruit like a Manchurian candidate?
That's what I got from this. I got this. Well, I got a couple things. So there seems to be a pollution message, you know, at the end, you know, will I, you know, but then also perhaps imprisonment, which I could take to either be an imprisonment of the mind. Okay. Or a physical imprisonment, but the line is, well, I miss the sun and I miss the sky because it's all been taken from our eyes. So, I mean, that is a question of, like, are we talking about a literal or a figurative? Either way, you know, we know who's to blame.
White men?
Sure. Government.
Oh. So,
I mean, yeah, white men.
So
yeah.
White men.
White men, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, this thing is, I wrote this as a Wake Up Sheeple track. Always love those.
True.
Super killer. Actually, the first words I wrote were fucking hell. Yeah. So that's that. Because also, you're coming off of Slide, which is a slow boy, as we've said.
A slow boy.
And then this riff drops on you.
Oh.
I mean, all you can say is fucking hell.
It's like, hey, yeah. Wake up.
Wake up.
Sheeple.
Sheeple.
And everybody else. But mostly sheeple.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're not a sheeple, you'd be like, I'm awake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Double awaken.
Speaking of the government.
Oh, yeah.
Next song called Old Again, in parentheses, Euro Trash.
All right.
This feels like a very, like, Australian burn in an Australian concern. The Euro Trash thing specifically.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, there's no way that we could apply that in our normal lives here in Michigan.
Woo!
All right.
It's time to get adjusted. It's time to break the mold and sing the best of all you see that's coming.
Matt, not into this vocal?
Not into this vocal treatment.
It's a little weird.
It's one step away from Seven Mary 3.
Oh, wow.
That's what I got. But then.
But then back to it.
Right into this. So, I like this one. As far as, so do you know, is Euro Trash, is that like a general Australian diss, or?
No, I don't think it's like a specifically Australian mm-hmm. diss, but I just think that like, I would imagine that, so I have like an idea of what I think Euro Trash is, and it's just like very like clubby European dudes.
Okay.
I think maybe we would see that less here than you would in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So to me, like a new metal band writing a song about Euro Trash would be unheard of.
Right.
Imagine a Limp Bizkit song or a Korn song about like Euro Trash.
Yeah.
No. They're going to write a song about douchebags.
Yeah. But I mean, that's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
It's what they mean.
So this is their version of writing a song about a douchebag.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure because the best I could get was maybe it was about like critics who don't get what the new sound is, maybe, because he talks about, you know, you're old and I see your absent head. You've become apathetic. You know, I wasn't sure, you know, you're afraid to it's time to break the mold. Like that struck me as more of like, you know, an old viewpoint. But I don't know for sure because there's no comments on songmeanings.com.
No, I feel like. Steven, we need your help.
Help us. Let us know.
We don't know what you mean by Euro Trash. I have an idea. I imagine jeans with like a lot of things adorned to them. I just imagine like shirts with like heavy patterns and maybe rhinestones and then like jeans with like patterns.
I was
like on the back pockets.
I was thinking
shiny shirts
based off of Luca Besson movies that I've seen, and the Taken movies, that maybe your trash should be like a tracksuit with like a gold chain.
Okay.
But no matter the occasion, like, you know, wedding,
funeral,
that's what you're wearing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I went to Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
We all know how trustworthy it is.
Do you have the internet, Matt?
You have the internet, Matt?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess
right as he did that, I'm like, none of us thought to look up what Euro trash
is. We've received that note a couple times. Google. We're like, what? Okay.
What is that about? You get caught up at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Prowling. Anyway, Euro trash is a derogatory term used across Europe and in North America for certain Europeans, particularly those perceived to be arrogant, lower class, and expatriates in the U.S., among the early printed use of the terms was in the early 1980s. Okay, that's cool. When Taki Theodorakopoulos, a wealthy Greek living in the United States in New York City, wrote a newspaper paper column entitled Eurotrash. All right, sure.
But
doesn't really answer a ton of questions.
Well, so
the wiki
Australia
doesn't reference the super heist song, though, no?
Not as strong, but I would say that it's still the same thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess I thought it was an Australian thing, which I had no reason to think.
Well, I mean, you could be European and trash and be in Australia.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel good about myself again.
Great.
Good enough to go to the next song, which is called Uncanny Decadence. Go. We're back with the beeps and the boops.
Yep.
Woo.
Woo.
Unleash the prize for my naked eyes. Fornicate through myself.
Ooh, this riff right here. I'm all about this. I like this one a lot.
Yeah. Very new metal.
Very. That opening is very Static X. I did write beep boops up top.
Yeah,
so
good.
We're all on the same
bleeps
page.
Bleeps and bloops and beeps and
beeps
boops.
And boops and bleeps beeps and bloops. Everybody gather around. We've got electronic sounds for your eyes and ears.
Yeah. So is this pro? Now here's the thing. Is this pro or con a decadent lifestyle? I can't tell. It seems.
Could I get a little bit of lyric?
Okay. Unleash the prize for my naked eyes.
Fornicate through the strength of my self-reprise.
Nothing stays the same.
Take what you can and rearrange.
Living up the high life uncontrolled.
Decadence is on patrol.
What seems to get you in the groove.
Shake inhibitions and start to prove.
Can't you read the life signs?
Run the pipelines.
Take the white lines, reckless all the time.
It's all disguised. I hate your lies.
Perversion sold in my photo size.
Hold back. Don't be tame.
Got fat bank. I can't retain.
All the things you dream in life.
Full effect. There is no strife.
Can't you see what your maker's done?
Given you what's to be won.
It's yours to take. It's mine to break.
Living well beyond our means.
It's what to come.
Reckless lives. Jealous eyes. Save your time. It's easy.
Alibis. Our demise. Save your time. It's easy. Those last three lines were in all caps.
That's why we yelled them.
Con.
Guys. Okay.
that's a hard. It's a hard con, guys.
Okay.
Settled.
I do have to ask.
Yeah.
How successful were these guys in Australia?
Yeah.
Because it seems like they did not break in the States, obviously.
Yeah.
But they have all the ingredients to rock a festival.
I mean, this album, sound wise, it sounds great. Yeah, it has all of the things you want, super killer riffs. Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I don't know. I mean, they were on Pivotal Shock, was the labels that they were on. And so I'm wondering if they just never even got a distribution deal out here of any sort.
So this is something that is on Wikipedia, but not necessarily true.
Okay. Citation needed.
There is a citation, but it's something that is like a claim. So somebody from Shock said that the label had spent between $250,000 and $300,000 on the album. And despite the fact that the sales were close to like 35,000 units, they were still short of covering their expenses. So Bullet, which was their second single, peaked at number 45. And that was like their most successful single from the album. The third single, which is Step Back, which we're going to get to, and Slide, which we heard earlier, which they actually billed as a double A-side single. Had less chart success. It only got to like the top 100, but this wasn't super successful.
Wow.
I mean, relative to the albums that we've done, if we personally hit
sold
this
35,000
out, we would have been like, hello.
Hello.
But compared to like a lot of the things that we've talked about before, it was a moderate success at best.
Mm-hmm. Are these guys still around?
I don't think so, but let's see here. Looks like they actually maybe have just started back up again.
Looks
like within the last couple years, maybe. Yeah,
it's looking at this, they put an album out, so they had an album after this one, and then it looks like they took a hiatus. And then they came back with a new album, October 28th, 2016.
Ghosts of the Social Dead.
And its genre is listed as nu metal. Did you see who produced this thing?
No. Is it
Jay
Ross?
Baumgartner.
Okay.
What?
Jay.
Bringing him back.
There you go.
It looks like maybe the only original member, though, is our good boy, D.W. Norton.
No, Deadman is there on bass.
Deadman?
Yeah, Drew Deadman. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at personnel.
All right.
Yeah, but no, but you're right. Vocals are Ezekiel Ox, so they have a different
vocals. Burger.
No Burger. They went to Burger, and they went right to the Ox.
All right.
Huh. Well.
Well, speaking of ghosts, the next song on this album is called simply The Ghost.
Oh, Matt, are you on the prowl again?
I'm on the prowl.
Back in the bushes.
Surprise. Every time I hear you breathe selfish, was not expecting that.
Yeah. This, once again, kind of Stained-ish.
Slow boy.
Every ounce of peace of respect I gave, you spat out. You sent me in a violent spin, but here I am. You say, get away. I can't stand the sight of you waiting. I taste your fear in ways. Suffocating, don't display. I like this chorus.
That's a crusher hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just such a... should have been a radio hit.
This song, this chorus is literally like one leg up on the speaker with like your arm out, like with the... just.
But also, just listen to this. Oh, now we're back to this, but like, how is this not a single?
Yeah, this is a huge song.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, yeah.
Maybe just a Detroit thing, but oh my god, this would have fucking...
this would have ruled the riff. This would have ruled...
it would have ruled the riff.
It would have ruled 89X.
It would have ruled 89X. This is, oh my god, this would have... oh my, yeah.
The riff in 89X, for those of you who are not here, is an alternative.
Yeah, it's hyper-regional.
And then like... 89X is like the new alternative radio station, and the riff is like classic heavy, like metal, hard rock type of stuff. But I mean, when I heard this, I was like, how was this not a single?
I feel like we could play this now.
We could play this now and it would still get
oh my god
people hype.
Oh man. Play this at the machine shop. You got a bunch of new fans.
Yeah, everybody would be swinging on those little swings up there. Several scantily clad women would be swinging little swings about it.
Yep, absolutely.
I do want to tell our listeners, when you're hearing any of these lyrics, anytime you hear two, I need you to imagine the number two. And anytime you hear you, I need you to imagine just the letter U.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
Yeah. But I mean, I want to go back. I mean, just I love that hook. It's just like
I'm gonna rewind it. Just, I want to hear it again.
Yeah, because I love it. Just the way that it goes. The end of that hook is it's only years of grief and spite. It's. It's almost. And I know this is like verboten, and I don't like these guys, but it's almost Creed-ish in its level of clarity with it.
Yeah,
but his vocal is not a Jarl. It's a better vocal.
He's got the vocal that I want.
Yes. Yes. But that was the thing, because I listen, I'm like, this is like, oh my God. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, put the outreached hand, like, Jesus. You know, it's like, it's one of those things. Well, you got a time machine. What do? It's like, I go back, I kill Hitler. Then I go to the Shock record label and I'm like, don't put out that as a single. You got it here with the Ghost. That's your single.
That's your second single. I'm going to go.
What was first single? First single was not, we haven't listened to the first single yet, correct?
Right. So the first single is Crank the System.
Then Bullet. Then Step Back / Slide.
Yeah, the double A side.
The double A side.
I love the confidence of a double A side.
That is so ballsy. I love it.
Yeah, these are all A tracks.
It's so good. It's a double A, my friend.
Yeah, you won't get to. So they did something that we often say that albums should do. They start off with a couple like strong tracks. They also end with a supple. Oh my God.
A supple
churro of
strong tracks.
I think I was just going to the spank bank there, guys.
Nah, you're on the, yeah.
Didn't mean to bring up anything supple. But yeah, the last tracks will be the singles, the other singles. But The Ghost, Overlooked. I still feel it could be a commercial success.
They could do Prize Recruit reissue now. I mean, of course, I mean, the problem, they got a different lead singer. I don't know if my man Ox can sell that vocal. We should.
I haven't listened to it, so I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what their new stuff sounds like. But next up, Happy Wasted.
Definite tone change.
Oh, yeah. I was like, did we just go to like Incubus Land?
Oh, yeah, we did. We sure fucking did.
Welcome into my room. Thanks for coming through those beat curtains. Do what you want to do. No crime, just hide. You while you're moving, dispel, repair, it's right here in your face. It's right here in your face. No one can tell you what. Kind of skippable.
Especially coming off of The Ghost, you know. And then, but then this hook. This could be on an American Hi-Fi album, you know what I mean?
This song just feels like, what? Like,
it's
wasted. Here we go.
Wasted. Yeah, this one really was the first track that I was just like, I guess somebody was like, we don't have to use a Crusher new metal riff on every song, do we? To which I would say, you should. Yeah, this one is a weird misfire for me. It's got a new metal outro. Oh, this should have been the whole song.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, this one.
Do you know when that begins? I could play it.
I feel like it's in the last like 30 seconds. No one can tell you what is right when you're happy wasted. Who says you can't decide? Are you happy wasted? Is this your suicide? Are you happy wasted? Where is this bed?
Yeah.
They saved this for the last
15 seconds.
Yeah. So I could have used that.
Yeah. I wonder. I mean, I guess I don't have like enough context of like how nu metal was doing in Australia or any, as a matter of fact.
Right.
But like, I just wonder if like when I heard that, I was like, oh, is this you just kind of like trying to like do like just like a weird like swath and figure out like, well, one of these will hit with somebody.
It's funny though, because you would think with this song that there would be more songs like this on the album, but this is the first real like left turn.
Well, it's the first left turn.
Right. I mean, there's a couple, but yeah. This one is, yeah, I don't know. It's weird because also, I don't know, like I'm thinking like in the context of like a live show, mm-hmm. you know, this would.
Yeah. What happens when you come out? You're just like, yo, hey everybody.
One comment for this song on songmeanings.com. I think this song is about someone leaving a group of friends or being told to leave them, or just a song that is just an awesome listen, but with no meaning.
No meaning.
Thanks, Just Ace. Yeah,
this one was a miss for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say, did we need 14 tracks? 13? Did we need that many tracks?
I mean, this makes a strong case for
getting rid of that 4-second silent track.
I mean, they could have cut this one and then they would have had, yeah, they would have had 12 and they wouldn't have had to go through that whole process of making a silent 13th track. Just saying. Make this an actual B-side, you know?
Hey, this is all A-side.
These guys are all A-sides. So. This is 13 track ones.
Our double A-side. That's the first time I've ever heard of a double A-side, and it made me so happy. I was like, oh my God, yeah.
13 hits.
Now period. That's what I call a nu metal record.
That's the super heist.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
We stole all the A-sides, baby. Prowling.
Oh, man. From the bushes.
Super Heist is outside, ready to take your hits.
Hey, what are you doing with that hit? Nothing anymore. Yoink.
Oh, man.
Just leave my family alone. Just take the hits.
Yeah. I'm on the prowl, baby.
Super Heist is in the nicely trimmed hedges outside of the Indigo fucking.
Did not realize that my allergy voice is also Wolfman Jack.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's great. It's great for Prowler Guy. Yeah.
Prowler Guy.
My new character, Prowler Guy?
Prowler Guy.
Hey, it's me.
Sorry, Prowler you don't guy. Get a cool nickname like Wolfman Jack. We're going to call you Prowler Guy.
Prowler Guy, understand.
We don't have money or creativity here. You have to be Prowler Guy.
Totally understand.
You're a Masters of the Universe villain.
Oh, you mean Prowler? Yeah.
Prowler. Yes.
Should we go to Unlearn?
Yes, Prowler. Yes, please take us to Unlearn.
I'm in your bushes. Still.
Oh, here we go. This is a hot opening. Oh, Matt.
Prowler likes it.
All right.
Oh shit.
Here it comes.
Let's kick it.
Yes. Oh, Matt just started
Prowler has accessed a pit from the bushes.
What's going on in those bushes? Just a pit.
Those shrubs are getting lit.
Your lawn stands no chance.
You, hey, yeah, yes, you. It's time to unwind.
What did you do to Prowler's drops?
Oh, don't worry. They just got to spit some game at you for a second.
Check what the teacher talked to you. Contemplate what your parents bought for you. Examine the Freudian line.
This is very Korn right here.
Don't let him get part of your mind.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
That bass there, that's some Fieldy bass. Oh, I even wrote that in my notes. Bass, very Fieldy.
All right. Yeah, it's a real freak on the leash.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. So I actually wrote in my notes when the drop happened, I wrote, oh God, in all caps. This is a don't be brainwashed song. Mm-hmm. You just got to empty out your brain. That hook is actually, I don't know. I got a Limp Bizkit vibe from that one. I also just like the fact that he goes, it's TV time. And then the riff drops. Like when you think of TV time, it's generally not that action packed. You know what I mean?
I'm going to sit
and watch TV. It's like, watch TV. Whoa, okay.
They watch TV differently in Australia.
They do.
I mean, yeah, it must all happen backward. I don't know.
Every show is Memento, except Memento.
I mean, I'm just saying.
It's Memento starring Natalie and Brugley and Kylie Minogue. Yes.
Take that. They sent us stuff for free and we're still making fun of the country.
I'm sure they're like, finally, Natalie gets a mention.
That new metal podcast.
Interesting thing I learned about Natalie and Brugley just this weekend. Torn is a cover.
I knew that.
I didn't know that.
I just want you to know that I knew that.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't know that, but I've also been in these bushes for a long time.
Yeah, I can't Google on the bush leaves. Yeah. It's too bad.
Blocks the cell signal.
Yeah, it's too bad.
They changed their Wi-Fi password a long time ago.
So. Yeah. 4G LTE is a dream of mine, but yeah, not in these bushes.
Not in these bushes. Sprint, Metro PCS, that's about all I can afford. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Do you have a lawn chair in there?
Yeah, it's one of those foldy ones that I can put into a knapsack.
Oh, okay.
You know, I always wondered who was screaming when I was trimming my bushes.
Hey, stop it. It's my home.
Stop it.
Everything that you cut off a bush is a place I can't hide anymore.
Yeah. So sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
So I thought that song was okay. I was like, okay? I didn't really like it that much.
Did the verses give you a little 311 vibe?
Yeah. I was like very scared after the song before. I was like, oh no, are we going full 311 here?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, the riff is good, and I felt like the goofiness of that verse, I mean, it's, you don't even spend that much time in it. You know what I mean? Because that's the big 311 problem. You know, is they're just like, we got a lot of words and we're gonna cram them all.
There are a lot of 311 problems.
Oh yeah, but I mean that's
sorry.
That's dead. One of many.
I feel like everybody who likes 311 stopped listening after that.
People have told me that. Somebody told me they stopped listening to the show after we did 311.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It's gonna sound mean, but I don't care.
Hey, that was pretty mean.
Hey, it's okay.
And I live in a bush.
Yeah. Well, I live in a house, and I don't care what people think.
Next track, Down South.
Is this a song about pussy? Just check it.
I hope so.
You would ask that, Prowlar.
Or Prowlor.
Prowlor? Prowlar. That'd be a Thundercat character.
Prowlio.
Backslide, take a dive to the right side and we're hell bent.
I like
down south where the summer's spent. By time for a soul to tow our line.
This has a little bit of that POD vibe.
Yep.
They can ride a hook.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Ross's rules.
Ross's rules on it on this one. So, this seems to be a song about leaving town to follow your dreams / party.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, this is about, you know, get out of town, you know, was it say, don't chance is you made us grow. I don't know if this is a badly transcribed lyric here on songmeanings.com, but yeah, it seemed like, you know, let's get out of here. But then there is that sense of like, you know, getting out there, living it up, having a party time for the summertime. But also the sense, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually really like the song a lot. Mm-hmm. But I will say this past weekend, I was hanging out with listener Kareem.
Oh, okay.
And I was... my attention was brought to a genre of music called hick hop.
Hick hop.
And so when I heard a little bit of rapping and I heard down south, I thought of hick hop.
Okay.
And it's just people who live in the deep south of the United States who are rappers. And Matt, could you see if possibly something called Mini Thin is available to you?
Mini Thin. By, is that the group or the song?
It's the man's name.
Mini Thin.
Mini Thin.
Yeah, found it. This is City Bitch by...
Thank you, just play it.
By Mini Thin.
This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
Come on now. Yeah. This one goes out to all the country ladies out there. Uh-huh. And all the good old boys rather have an Ellie Mae than a King
K. This song's about going down south. Not this song, Minithin, but the Super Heist song is about that.
My phone just stopped working because it was like, nope.
I agree.
That was
with
my
your
feeling
phone.
On that.
I agree with your phone, yeah, but I just want us to hear it.
That was.
Come on now.
Yeah. Take two.
This one goes out to all the country ladies out there. Uh-huh. And all the good old boys rather have an Ellie Mae than
a
King
K. Of course,
he
has no sleeves on his shirt.
You should all watch the video for this.
West Virginia, Tennessee, New York City ain't for me. Rednecks, blue collars, find them girls down in the holler. No twerking, creek swimming, man, we love our country women. That's right, Pat Blue Ribbon, they don't care if that boy's dipping. Let's go fishing, moonshine sipping, mess with a man and they start flipping. Mud gripping, country pimping, shits and clutching, just starts ripping. Straight shots, no chaser, crank, hank, bomb, Jaeger, Tim McGraw, tomato. There's the law, see you later. Spoil rotten.
Tim McGraw, Tomato. Ugh.
All right. So the reason I bring this up is mostly because it's on my mind, but also because this does seem to be about traveling down south. We were hellbent down south where our summer's spent. Let's head down south, this all says. So I wonder then, is Australia's down south like our down south? Is it full of hicks? Also, I don't think that things like Minithin, like this man, would exist without nu metal.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one.
So it just made me think about like what are like the after the hangover is over.
Right, the impacts of nu metal.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get Minithin because of nu metal? Because I feel like, yeah.
Probably.
Because we didn't, like I'm saying, like, from a Kid Rock to Uncle Cracker to then this guy, right?
So the other, I'm looking at a map of Australia here. And
okay,
if you go,
good. Look at that map.
If you go to the very south, you get to Victoria and then you get to Tasmania. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of south to pick from. Because there is South Australia, but then there's New South Wales. It appears that the Australian Capital Territory is in the south. So
maybe it's like the big city.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. It says my free space. This is my southern town. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing. Yeah, because we know what it means. Yeah, if you met it, wrote a song, and you said, I'm going down south, everyone's like, okay, we get the general gist of where you're going. But if you're going down south in Australia, where are you going? Like, what is down south mean to someone who lives in Queensland?
Does it mean Australian Minithin? That's what I have to know. Because I was listening to this album when I was visiting...
You were in
listener Kareem. I was in Florida.
You were in the South.
I was in the South.
There you go. Okay.
So I guess that probably would help you understand why I was thinking about it more than other than just like, let's listen to this weird song.
Okay. Hold on. I got a different map here. This is a map with cities. So that gives us a little more help here. So if you are in South Victoria, which is the very bottom tip of Australia, Melbourne is there.
Oh, well then no.
Okay. But if you're also on the western side, but southern, it's Perth.
Okay.
If you're in the middle, South Australia, Adelaide. Sydney is southern. It looks like all the big cities are all southern.
Okay. But would that be like a Miami, Austin, LA thing too?
I mean, I feel like Melbourne is probably, let's just guess, having never been there.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Based only on movies. Yeah.
Steven, do you have a Minithin?
Okay.
If yes,
let us know.
Please mail us a CD or send us links.
Yeah, links are great too.
Let's revisit the lyrics.
Okay.
Backslide, take a dive to the right side.
Okay.
Which would be the
who's right?
That would be the East Coast.
Well, if we're looking at it from space.
And we basically are.
We are. If we're going to the right side, that would be your Victoria, New South Wales. So you're talking Sydney, Melbourne.
And we're hell-bent down south, where our summer's spent right time for us all to toe our line. Say, do say, don't chance as you made us grow. Hit the ground on your feet and then head down south. I have to imagine this is kind of a party anthem to go to the
city. This is probably more like all summer long.
This is the all summer long of Australia.
Don't. Matt almost. I like that Matt went to pull that song up and just went, no.
I'm all good. Yeah.
No, that's like my jam, guys.
All right.
Hey, man, when you're prowling all summer long, you need an anthem.
Prowler. I knew I was hearing all summer long.
The first girl to dance to all summer long is the first girl to give it up. You know what I mean? Come on, guys.
Prowler.
I'm a creep.
Prowler.
I'm sorry, I'm a creep.
It's fine. Don't make me cut down that bush. Yeah. I will remove it.
All right. I never go home with her. I
Prowler, would you mind if we went to the next
crank
song?
The system,
crank
of
the system. Thank you, Prowler.
Talking about Kid Rock.
Yes. That was the thing. This song has a total Kid Rock flow on it.
Let's do the test. After the verse or the chorus.
Hey!
This is for the questions that don't have any answers. The midnight dances and the topless dances.
Yeah, pretty good. Little bit.
All right.
Despite that, I enjoyed this song. I like the hook. The download. It's time to crank up the system. Move the fuck around. That's one way to get your pit moving. Move the fuck around.
Yeah.
Guys, stop lollygagging.
Move the fuck around.
That's true.
What's happening in this pit right now? Why are people standing? I need you to move the fuck around.
Yeah, move the fuck around.
Hey. Cranking the system.
Hey.
I did write that these guys are riff machines. Because that, I mean, what? We're track 12, and you got this riff. The other line that I did note was, can you hear my crew scream? I've got anorexia. Damn straight. My arse has got to get sexier.
Insensitive.
A little bit. But hey, it wouldn't be a new metal album, right?
That's true. This was the first single. This was the first what? Single.
What was the first single?
Bad.
Yeah.
This was not the right call. But know it. But think about this. 2001, April of 2001. No, wait. This was the single in 2000. So they released this in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
He was Kid Rockin' up and down the block.
He was.
And the block was the world. Not the universe, just the world.
Universe. No, okay. Well, hey, listen, we don't know what was happening out there.
So it's entirely possible that somebody listened to that and said, yeah, people love Kid Rock. This has a Kid Rock vibe. This is the song to put out.
It would follow that if Kid Rock was Kid Rockin' up and down the block of the universe, that aliens would just start abducting people and putting things in their butts without asking. That would explain a lot of like rude alien behavior.
We gotta
just throwing it out there if anybody wants to alert the conspiracy show.
We got to figure you guys out.
Were aliens listening to Kid Rock? And is that why they feel like it's okay to abduct people and just put things in their butts without asking while they're sleeping? Probably.
Probably.
That's my hot take.
Okay.
I
put my cough filter on.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, sorry, guys.
It's all right.
I was at the bush.
You know, ever since you moved to the bush, things just haven't been the same.
Oh, it's great that we're having all this bush reference in the Australian episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bush is
the
a
bush.
Place.
That's right.
Oh, I was on a walkabout and I got in the bush, baby.
It took this long to get the walkabout reference as well.
Wow. Oh, man. We know so little about your culture.
Hey, there's a sloth.
They filmed the Babadook there, right? That's from Australia, right?
Let's say yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Hope it's from Australia. All right.
All right. Well,
okay. What single would you have put first? Because I'm kind of like
okay. If we're gonna do Roach Coach A&R right now.
Yep.
We're sitting in the room. We've got Super High sitting in front of us. We got Burger. We got the gang. All right, you guys. What are you thinking for your first single?
Oh, we're thinking Crank the System.
No.
All right. Well, then we're fresh out of ideas. How about Bullet?
I would say The Fight Back.
You think opening track?
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I think The Ghost.
I don't go with The Ghost
the
first.
The Ghost
and
is number two.
That's your second single. And here's why.
Okay.
You can't follow The Ghost.
Oh.
Because
I
of it.
See what you mean.
Because it's see-through.
That's correct. That's exactly
no, but I see what you mean, though. The Ghost is so strong that anything you put after it, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm going to take back. If I did, what's the first song? I'm sorry, guys.
The Fight Back.
If I did The Fight Back first, here's how I would release the singles. Presuppose I do three singles on this record. I would do, okay, let's do The Fight Back, maybe Slide, and then The Ghost, or I do The Fight Back, The Ghost, and then
Happy Wasted. Just kidding.
And then Bullet. At that point, I think you're lined up for Bullet, right?
Yeah.
So
well,
yes,
we still haven't heard Hidden Silent Track,
and then we haven't heard Step Back.
So
which was the double third. A?
Yeah,
third single.
I've been playing the hidden track this whole time.
Oh. We've heard a lot.
Well, okay.
Well then, fuck it. Let's just go right to Step Back. Where the beats and boobs came in strong. I laughed out loud the first time I heard this, and I was like, what the fuck am I listening to?
Strap up, strap down, I really hope my generation doesn't fall down. I'll see my way.
This chorus makes me think they heard this and thought double A side with this chorus.
Nobody was like, a little too much bloop and bleep.
The bloop and bleep on this one is one of those ones where I'm like, this would, I mean, in 2001 America, that would
sounds
never
like
slide.
Reggie in the Full Effect to me.
It's yeah, it does have. It's like, not a Moog, but it's close. Yeah. Moog, I'm sorry.
Get out of the bushes.
It's Moog?
Yes, his name's Bob Moog.
Oh, man. I watched an 8-minute documentary of Trent Reznor talking about owning a Moog, and I didn't catch it. I thought he was saying Moog. I don't know.
Maybe I say Moog, too, all the time. All right.
Wow.
Because Moger Foger isn't as fun as Mooger Fooger.
This is true. Senior year is gonna be
this
great.
Is our time.
Yeah. This is it. High five. Yeah.
10 years from now, let's meet back here.
Let's never forget these times, you guys.
It's the best times that I can remember with the people I never want to forget.
I want to put the top down and put my hands up and just ride in the sunset with you guys.
It's really happening now.
Keep in touch, okay?
KIT for life.
Never change.
They've signed the front. They've signed the back. But I'm the first to sign your crack. And if you think that there aren't yearbooks floating around with that and then my name proudly written in all caps after it, you're nuts. I would look for the crack and be like, yes!
No. Untouched crack.
No one's done this yet. Here I come, world. Remember me this way.
Hey, just want to say I appreciate that.
Hey, and that's why I don't ever trim that bush on the side of my house.
Appreciate it.
The synth on this song, or the bleep bloop, whatever you want to call it, up top, reminded me of this Japanese rock band that I discovered a few years ago called Supercar. And they have a song called White Surf Style 5. You can find it's on YouTube. And the synth on it is just like the top of this song. Like, I was like, oh my God. It was the same thing. I think songmeanings.com had a couple people commenting on this track. Yes, they did. Nikki and Big Dat Faz. Nikki said, I can't believe nobody heard this song. I love the sound of the song. Pretty decent band.
Yeah.
Faint praise.
Killing it with that.
Yeah.
Sweet comments.
And then Big Dat Faz said, Super Heist have always been a driving force in Australian music, and this song is without a doubt one of the best ones off the Prize Recruit. Without a doubt. Unsure as to the meaning behind, but I think it might have something to do with fame. No, it's about how your senior year is the best year of your fucking life, yeah. Big Dat Faz.
It's the year that you got to make it happen.
If it doesn't happen... The senior year
of high school?
Just, you're done.
Any senior year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. Senior year of college?
Senior year of senior citizens?
Yeah, trade school?
Senior year of senior citizens might actually be your last chance to make it happen. Senior year. Just like whenever you feel like something's coming to an end, you better make it happen or nothing will ever happen.
That's right. It's so true. Also, yes. That's the most important spring break is whenever your senior year.
Yeah. Never learn that... After every experience in your life that feels important, there will be another experience that also feels important. Just as long as we never learn that lesson.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Yep.
Well, this is the most important record review that we've done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the most recent one.
The most important one.
Right.
Every review we do after this will never be the same.
This is so true. I mean, I'm never going to look at you guys the same after this one.
We got to make it count, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Where do we stand as this album going into the new metal canon?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
What is your plus? What is your minus?
My plus is that I thought it was a good, solid album. There were only a couple times that I was like, what are we doing here? It definitely was very new metal. Top to bottom, entertaining.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the vocals. The Ghost is a great song.
Yeah.
The negatives, there's no bodies.
Wouldn't you say the Ghost in its way is the bodies? It's not bodies, but it's...
But the Ghost is also not the most new metal song.
No, that's like a radio rock.
Okay.
Hit.
It's an anthem of sorts.
Okay. My pluses for it is that it has a shit ton of killer new metal riffs. Like that are big, that are like really pummeling. And I feel like it's got above average rapping on it, which you can't say for a lot of new metal albums.
That is true.
We like the vocals across the board. While it does have its missteps, I don't think they're like, oh no, level missteps.
Yeah, there is nothing that made me cringe too much.
Right, exactly.
The anorexia thing was the closest thing, and that was very much just something that rhymed
for them.
I really think if they would have cut two of the last four songs, maybe the last five songs, so... The last five songs, Happy Wasted, Unlearn, Down South, Crank the System, and Step Back, cut two of those, go down to 10 songs, I think it would have a stronger argument. I think As It Stands is a no.
Let me read what I have in my notes here. I wrote...
such a dramatic lead up. I love it.
I wrote, this is a hot record, respectful of our time, doesn't really have any duds. Definitely canon worthy.
Wow.
That's why I wrote my notes when I did my three listens. I did a Kreisgau challenge on this.
Okay.
So I did do headphones, speakers in the car, and then I listened to it while I cleaned a bathroom.
Okay.
And I would say it was effective in all three instances. So there wasn't one where it didn't really hit me versus another. The bathroom was clean. When I was done,
okay,
let me tell
you, important.
Rachel walked in and she was like, oh, this bathroom looks good. I was like, you thank Super Heist for that. So I mean, no, for this one, I don't know. I feel like what I want what I want from a new metal album. It's funny, we didn't mention this, but we were on the Talk To Me podcast recently. And he had asked us what we want from a new metal. Like, what's a perfect new metal song, I think was the question. Or was the perfect... Right?
It's kind of both. It was like, what's the best new metal song? What's the best... What makes a good new metal album? What makes a good new metal? Yeah.
And after he'd asked that, and we all kind of couldn't think of a good answer and just said, what was
the Limp first Bizkit's thing? Limp Bizkit's good.
Limp Bizkit. That's literally what
I sounded said. Eloquent, gathered, prepared, and great. And I don't know what you're talking about.
Break Stuff has song.
I just like it when it sounds pissed. I think it's what I said.
It better be pissed.
I like when it's pissed.
We'd also like to say hello to all of our new listeners.
No, it was very funny that we...
We were great. He was like, you guys have undeniable chemistry.
And then all of us could not talk.
We were almost like, yeah.
We got so gun shy in that moment. It was very funny.
If we're not used to compliments.
Nope, not at all. But with that in mind of what are the things that we look for in a new metal song, a new metal album, and I felt like this thing was checking all, like I said at the top of the episode, checking all those boxes, really killer riffs, killer new metal riffs, good vocals, they get to the hook, they're following Ross's rules. The duds are few. I don't know. I don't know. I'm leaning on a plus on this one. Matt, you're saying no. Jenny. You could be the tie. I think you're the tiebreaker on this one.
Oh my God. I get to make a choice.
You get to make a choice.
Thank God. You know what? I think you convinced me.
Oh.
I think usually I'm the one that's like, listen, no. But you're right. And here is what has taken me to say yes.
Yeah.
It's those hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually, that's a big new metal.
And usually, I don't give a fuck about hooks.
No.
But these were good hooks.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I mean, there's some of them that just, they get right into the pocket where you're just like, yep. I mean, going back to The Ghost, I mean, even if it's not like the most pure new metal track on it, like, man.
I will say this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would prefer to remove Happy Wasted.
Yeah, so would I.
So if we were to put this in the canon, everything but Happy Wasted.
And yeah, everything but Happy. I know it. Usually, I'm just like, just throw it all in there. But I can't let Happy Wasted go in the canon.
All right, then there you have it. We will induct Super Heist, the prize recruit, minus Happy Wasted, into the new metal canon. Yeah,
don't listen to Happy Wasted. Yeah. The rest of it.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep. Welcome, Super Heist.
And thank you.
Thank
you. Sending this
thank
to
you.
Us.
Thank you. Yes. This was such a wonderful discovery. You know, I loved it. It was so fun. And I guess that brings us to the end of the episode. Got to mention, we have a live show coming up.
We sure do. Very soon.
Very soon.
June 7th.
June 7th, 9 p.m. Go Comedy Improv Theater in Ferndale, Michigan. It's a Wednesday. I'm going to be there.
I'll be there.
And I'll be there.
There we go. Matt's not going to be in the bushes. He will be on the stage.
And if he is in the bushes will be on the stage.
There we go.
It's me. Hey. Prowlore. Back at it.
Prowlore.
What?
It's fine. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. By the way, you got a real grub issue.
Yeah. Hey, Prowlore.
Well, I'm just saying.
Listen.
This ground is infested
with
grubs.
Well, I don't know what I can put on my lawn that won't hurt you too, okay?
Think about that. Orkin's not going to help you out, man.
Hey, man, I've been peeing in a circle trying to see if it fights it.
Okay.
It does not.
All right. Well, that's what I've been doing too.
All of this and more, June 7th.
You need help with your landscaping issues? Do you want to hear about a very popular nu metal album?
Yes. Second hint. Very popular album.
Ooh, second hint.
Second hint. Yeah, we'll have t-shirts.
Stickers. There are drinks there.
Yep, that's right. A full bar.
We'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Will we have posters?
Yes.
A poster is being currently made right now by the designer of our logo, Mark Rudolph.
Yeah, also illustrator for Decibel.
Decibel.
And a man who has made books.
He has a new book coming out about Judas Priest.
That's right.
Very exciting. I was just at a record store this weekend, and I walked in and the first shelf I saw had just a bunch of his stuff all on it.
If somehow you're at Maryland Death Fest over the weekend of Memorial Day, ooh, you can visit Mark Rudolph.
Well, there you go.
The Decibel booth. He'll have comic books and prints for sale. Buy them. Also go to what I'm assuming is markrudolph.com.
I'm sure.
Check him out.
Yeah.
He's drawing some stuff for us.
Yeah.
And he's generally a wonderful, talented man.
He's great. I'm very excited to see this poster. I'm really excited.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Then that is the episode. Say hello on Facebook, Roach Coach on Facebook, at Roach Coach on Twitter. That is Coach with a K. I guess some people didn't know that. 48 episodes in, hey, we never really stressed that.
You know what? That's on us.
That is on us.
That
that's
one
on us.
We'll have to take that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, Coach.
It's on me to say that I don't know anything about nu metal. And it's on us to say.
Yeah. And roachcoachpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email. Say hello. Until next time, thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
All right. See you soon.
Goodbye,
bushes.
Every time I hear you breathe selfish, I don't wanna fall in again. Every time I seem to look back, I revert to times I wish that I'd have been. Every ounce of peace of respect I gave you spat out. You sent me in a violent spin, but here I violence been buried.